This is Donnie Jackson, Senior Editor at Urgent Communications, and I'm speaking with Harlan McEwen, Chairman of the Public Safety Spectrum Trust, or PSST. Yesterday, the PSST released recommendations for the proposed 700 megahertz broadband network for public safety on the 10 megahertz of public safety spectrum licensed to the PSST. Harlan, how much of this recommendation mirrors the work of the NPSTC Broadband Task Force, and what ways might it differ?
Well, the recommendations that we released yesterday for the Public Safety Spectrum Trust recommendations very much follow the more detailed and voluminous recommendations that were prepared by the NPSTC Broadband Task Force. The difference is that those recommendations are 85 pages long, and we narrowed it down to about 9 pages so that we could concentrate on the specific the main points that have to be addressed. So if you follow the recommendations in detail, you will see that we used the same format that the Broadband Task Force did. We broke them into 4 categories: general recommendations, operations, technical, and governance. And then we took and narrowed it down to the most important issues from our perspective as it relates to how would these requirements be necessary to make sure that all of these local builds are compatible with, interoperable with, a nationwide network.
Okay. And again, the build-out technology would be LTE preferred?
Yeah. Now, we've recently... after a lot of discussions, there's been discussion about who would determine what the national technology standard would be. As you know, the public safety community, all of the public safety national organizations, have endorsed LTE as their preferred technology. We did so with, we thought about it very well, very extensively, and decided that it was clear that that's the way things were going to go in the future, and that we wanted to take advantage of that wave of implementation. So it's clear where we are coming down on this, but the discussion was, do we ask the FCC to actually mandate that technology, or do we suggest that the FCC authorize us to choose that technology? And in our recent discussions, we made the decision that it seemed more practical because the FCC has rarely ever done that. They really don't like to choose technology. So we are basically recommending that the FCC authorize the PSST to establish the technology standard and then require it for these local build-outs.
Okay. Currently, there are 16 entities wanting access to the PSST spectrum. How does this recommendation accommodate such build-out?
Well, what this does is it gives them the roadmap that they need, and hopefully the FCC, we've had discussions with them from time to time. They knew that we were preparing this and that they were going to get it yesterday on the 15th of December was the target date that we had set. And in order for there to be any of these local build-outs, there has to be some minimum requirements. And the FCC was really urging us to recommend what those minimum requirements ought to be so that they could consider them and decide, whether they agree or disagree.
Okay. And in terms of these build-outs, what does the PSST, what would you hope to learn from these waiver cities if they're able to, and given permission, and able to build out early?
Well, we would hope that there'd be a lot of lessons learned from these build-outs. For instance, there are technical specifications that claim certain kinds of coverage under certain kind of conditions using LTE technology, for instance. What we would hope is that with the implementation of some of these local systems, they would find out from practical experience what kind of throughput they would be getting from these various base stations, and how the devices would react, and all of those things would be early lessons learned, you know?
Okay. Well, Harlan, I really appreciate you speaking with me on this, and thanks again, and good luck in the future.
You're welcome.
All right.